Woke up this morning, jumped out of bed, put on my best suit, got in my car, raced like a jet, all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my hand to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, say yes.
Could have picked a better choice for Black History Month. I'll tell you, I'll explain what's going on in a second with the bumps. We'll have some fun today. And it'll be a paradoxical sort of juxtaposition of terrible subject matter and fun music. So let's do that. Welcome to the first day of Black History Month 2024. Isn't that fun? If, as I say every year, if I propose that we do a White History Month, guess what? I'm a racist, and that's fun. So maybe we'll talk about that a little bit today, among other fun things. We need, you know, and so some people say, you know, every day is White History Month. And I say, not so much. And I think we'll get into that a little bit, too. two black men in that group there, but we can't call them black, can we? And we can't call them men. So, you know, in today's America, that's racist and misogynistic and probably homophobic and who knows what else. I'm obviously being facetious. Anyway, welcome to today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You're tuned in live this Thursday, February 1st, 2024. On the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. While we still have road and warrior left in us, there's an effort to stamp it out, though, a concerted effort, an ongoing, unabating effort to stamp it out in all of us. So, I am starting with prayers these days. Let's just dive into that. We'll start with that. We'll get going and we'll do the announcements and stuff, and then we'll press on. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And the full armor of God. I pray the full armor of God, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, which is easy to forget. So, Lord, please help us to put on the full armor of God. Help us to gird our loins about with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Help us to take up the shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, take up the sword of the Spirit, and pray at all times in the Spirit. Lord, I pray that no weapon formed against the righteous shall prosper. All who walk in error would come to know the truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. None come unless the Father draws, you know. I pray that all who walk in error would come to know the truth. Lord, please reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I pray unrepentant evildoers be brought swiftly to justice. Wickedness be brought swiftly to an end. Righteousness be restored in the land. And we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, as you tell us in your word. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. Thank you for the blessings. And I pray that this broadcast would be honoring and glorifying to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's see, announcements. We have the quilt raffle is done, right? Because we're now in February, so we don't have that. You can still support the network. So dear RBN, if you are listening to this broadcast and a supporter of the network, then you are RBN. Your support of the RBN sponsors and advertisers and direct contributions to the network are all extremely valuable. And there are some people who are the faithful and true folks, loyal supporters of RBN. Thank you. And if you listen to RBN and you have not ever supported the network, or you don't currently, please consider supporting the network. You can go to the Dear RBN letter and read that. republicbroadcasting.org/news/DearRBN. Those two words are hyphenated. See that letter, and then, you know, you'll see the button, donate button. You can call 800-724-2719 extension 3, make a donation. You can mail it in. You can phone it in. Or mail it in. Make checks and money orders payable to RBN and mail to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, all of that's on the website as well. So there's that. We did that. It's the first day of Black History Month. I feel like there's a lot of stuff that we could do just with that. But first, and by the way, if you're on social media, to check out the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. So that should do it for that, right? Did I miss anything? I'm going to do that. I think I got it. So what's going on with the music? I'm, you know, trying to be more engaging these days with the audience. Not that it's, you know, a thing, but I haven't been fantastic about that over the years. I've talked about that, and I'm trying to be better about that. So, and I usually try to ask. I didn't ask in this case, so I beg your forgiveness if it's not okay, but, you know, I got an email yesterday about, maybe I won't name names. How about that? Got an email that says, I've enjoyed your show for years on RBN and always wondered who the woman is that sings that great song. I thought it was special. Know which one I mean? Excellent broadcast, by the way. And so my response is, howdy. Thank you for your faithful listenership and the kind words. I believe you're referring to the Postmodern Jukebox PMJ cover of Radiohead's Creep by the amazingly talented Haley Reinhart. And I included the link to the song, and I said way back when Scott Bradley started PMJ, I was very impressed and pleasantly surprised by their covers or arrangements of songs that, you know, otherwise we otherwise couldn't play, or probably in some cases shouldn't be listening to anyway. And if you know those songs, you know what I'm talking about. I've talked about PMJ a few times over the years. Admittedly, it's been a while, as evidence of reaching higher. That's kind of why we do that, and not just settling for the proverbial race to the bottom. Although I think that even PMJ suffers from some of that, but very in ways that I think we could forgive and excuse, perhaps. At any rate, Scott Bradley has done an amazing job with PMJ over the years, and I've enjoyed listening to and featuring on air some of his handiwork. So we'll do that today. We'll do it exclusively. If one PMJ song is good, then several clearly have to be better. So we'll do that. We'll be playing from a PMJ Postmodern Jukebox playlist that I created titled RWR Bumps PMJ Mode. So we're going to be in PMJ mode. And to explain a little bit more, Scott Bradley, if you go check out, if you're not familiar, you check out the Postmodern Jukebox YouTube channel. Way back in the day, I remember Scott Bradley talking, I saw an interview with him. I remember him talking about what he calls ragtimifying music, songs. And he has an exceptional talent for doing that. The ragtimification of music is what it was called. But then it quickly seemed to sort of morph into just about every decade of modern music. You can see that in examples that we have one in the playlist that is titled The Evolution of the Friends TV Theme Song from the 20s, 1920s to the 1990s. And so you'll hear examples of some of this stuff as we play some of these songs today. But, you know, that features a cameo at the end by the Rembrandts themselves. And so it's kind of fun, but he, you know, it's just amazing. And so Haley Reinhardt's cover of Creep cleans it up and makes it presentable, which is pretty amazing. Classing up the joint a little bit, you know? So, thank you, sir. Dear listener, for the email, and Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox ragtimification of all things music today, we will feature classing the joint up a bit, classing up the joint. And I would say that based on the numbers, 2,027,025,664 views, YouTube says, as of today. Those are monetized views. So if it's about a penny per view, or, you know, $10 per thousand, that's about, what is that, $20 million and change? Not too shabby. So I think the market testifies to the fact that Scott Bradley and the Postmodern Jukebox crew make content that's engaging. So that's that story. What other fun things can we say about this day? I really want to get into the juxtaposition of our American history. There seems to be a collision course with our American history, our American heritage, and obedience to God for Christians. There is a conflict, or as they say in legal circles, a conflict of law, conflict of laws. So what do you do? And we need to try to make some sense of that. I'll try to do that in a way that is unique, I would say. Honest, unique, unvarnished, probably uncomfortable, because we're going to, you know, probably end up tipping a farm full of sacred cows. Very disruptive to the sacred cows. But we will attempt to do that nonetheless. And I think that it would be extremely helpful. You know, an example, a simple little basic cursory example of what I'm talking about is the Pledge of Allegiance. Most people are not familiar with the history, and I say Wikipedia a lot. I'll probably mention Wikipedia a lot today. For example, I'm looking at, I don't know, let's see, 45 tabs in my browser that are 40 plus, something like that, tabs that are all Wikipedia tabs. Wikipedia is not the oracle, but it's not my thing, it's not your thing, and it's fairly pedestrian in nature. It's hard to argue. It would be difficult for someone, if you're trying to say, look, here's some information, it is sourced, it's not always objective, we all know that. There are things that get left out. There are many examples we could go to. Without getting, you know, leaning in one direction or another, I could just give examples of stuff that I've mentioned over the years that seems to disappear. You know, that entire section on the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry that disappeared, the whole section, views on extremism, the whole section is gone. Or you know, I used to mention the term Brazilianization from the Next American Nation Wikipedia entry, which no longer exists. How is the Next American Nation not a relevant Wikipedia entry? It used to exist. Michael Lind's book. In fact, if you do a search, try this. If you do a DuckDuckGo search for the Next American Nation, you will see that search result is still cached in DuckDuckGo's search results that it presents. It says, here's a Wikipedia entry. The Next American Nation book. The Next American Nation, The New Nationalism and the Fourth American Revolution, is a 1995 book by journalist and historian Michael Lind. Michael Lind really exists. His book was really published by Free Press. You click on the link and it says, wah, wah, Wikipedia does not have an article with this exact name. That's funny because it takes you to the URL, you know, wikipedia.org/wiki/ the Next American Nation, all underscored to separate the words, but it's not there where it used to be. My bookmark is still there. What happened? So those things are real, no doubt. However, if you're trying to explain something in a, you know, let's say, entry-level manner, a pedestrian sort of manner, without really getting into, you know, the illuminized aspect of certain things, which is also on Wikipedia, for Pete's sake. The French, and it's interesting, by the way, I am not fluent in any other language than English. I guess that makes me American. Ha ha. I dabble a little bit, but I'm not fluent. Closest thing for me would be Spanish, but it's been a while and it's rusty and I'm not fluent. So, and dabbling in other things from there, but not fluent, you know. Anyway, finish that thought when we come back. We're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny ladies that.
did you know? The IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Let's talk Bidenomics. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. President Biden and his team are standing behind their economic record as Biden kicks off his reelection campaign. Let's talk about some numbers. $2.39. That was the price of a gallon of regular gasoline on Inauguration Day 2021. $3.56 was the average price yesterday. That is a $1.17 or 49% increase, which costs the average driver an additional $525 a year. So Bidenomics is not good on gasoline. 2.65% was the rate for a 30-year mortgage when Biden took office. 7.51% is the 30-year fixed rate today. That is a 283% increase that costs home buyers an extra $528 a month on a $100,000 mortgage. And those together, the Biden economy costs the average home buyer with a car an extra $6,861 a year. So sure, unemployment is down, but Bidenflation is robbing all of us. Remember to listen what a politician doesn't say. Until next time, Sebas Paschem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My lover's got humor. He's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped him sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, he's the last pure mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A new poison every week. We were born sick, I heard them say. My church offers no absolutes. He says worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. Yeah. Church, I will worship like a dog at the shrine of your lights. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me the darkest day. Good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lights. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me the
Welcome back. You know, if we end up with some extended musical interludes, I'm just going to sort of apologize ahead of time. It may happen. This is a good list. So maybe I'll mention some of them. Or, you know, you can look up the list that I created. You probably won't find it on YouTube because YouTube has a funny way of doing that. Even though Google is a search engine company and, you know, for some reason you can't find stuff. A lot of channel creators talk about that, but whatever. Anyway, RWR Bumps, PMJ Mode on the Road Warrior Radio YouTube channel. But the going out, it was Kate Davis covering Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass. And that was the, you know, I would say incredibly talented for all of these people. It's, you know, it's an understatement. They're all incredibly talented. So Kate Davis covering Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass. Then when we came back in, it was Morgan James covering Hozier's Take Me to Church, obviously. But it's fun stuff, I think. Anyway, Wikipedia is a fairly, you know, uniform entry point. I don't know how else to put it. It's not your thing. You didn't create it. I didn't create it. You know, lots of interesting types edit it. The intelligence community has admitted to editing it heavily. There was a time when we could, you know, that started to come to light when we could trace the IP addresses that are logged in the changes back to, you know, everywhere in Virginia. And then, you know, everybody started using VPNs and stuff like that. And so now that doesn't work quite the same way, but it is an admitted fact. And so we know that. But the point is, it's a soft entry point. It's not your thing. It's not my thing. It's not the Oracle. But you know what? There are worse places to start our history lesson. And so there is a conflict, and we have not been honest in our American history. Again, I think one of the best examples is the Pledge of Allegiance. Anybody, speaking of Wikipedia, anybody could jump on Wikipedia, see that the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, do Americans know Francis Bellamy and what he was all about? Do they know his background? You can find that. Wikipedia is actually a very useful tool in that sense. And I will say also, since we're talking about it, or since I'm talking about it, there are some useful tools. Sometimes it's more interesting to look at the tools and the metadata than what's actually on the page. There are things like, you know, these days, the way that it's arranged on a desktop, I'm just going to say from the desktop. There's the tab. You know, you have the page heading. Below that, you have a menu, basically, broken into two parts. You have on the left, article and talk, usually. And on the right, read, edit, view history, and tools. Under tools, which is a drop-down menu, fun stuff like what links here. I always am curious to find out what links here because it's not always mentioned on the page. That's interesting. On some pages, like I've talked about how the Federal Reserve talks about, I think the Federal Reserve Wikipedia page may still say under C also Edward Mandel House, but doesn't give any explanation as to why, and some things link to that page. That, you know, if you're sort of paying attention, putting two and two together, you go, that's interesting. So what links here is interesting. Related changes. I'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around.
But there's nothing in it, and you'll ask yourself, where is my mind? Where is my mind?
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We're leaving together, but still it's farewell. And maybe we'll come back to Earth, who can tell? I guess there is no one to blame. We're leaving ground. Will things ever be the same? It's the final countdown.
We could just let that go. And I will say, you know, these are all postmodern jukebox bumps, all from Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. You can find it on YouTube. as a result of the email exchange that I mentioned earlier, I thought, you know what? We play Haley Reinhardt's cover of Radiohead's Creep. That's in the rotation for this broadcast. And so if one PMJ song is good, all PMJ bumps today has to be better. And I will say you don't get the full effect unless you watch the videos. If you watch them, you'll see what I mean. But that is a fantastic example. So that is a cover of Europe's The Final Countdown, obviously, and it's referred to as vintage cabaret style cover, featuring Gunhild Carling, who is incredibly talented. All these people are incredibly talented, but she's like old vaudeville kind of talented. Some of these people really are. She in that video you hear her singing, but she's the one playing the trombone. And then if there's another one that may make it into the rotation that she has done. She's done a cover of ABBA's Dancing Queen. They call it the 1920s hot jazz cover, and she plays the trumpet in that and dances. It's incredible. So, you know, watching this kind of stuff, super fun. Listening is fun, but watching and listening is really amazing. And then when we went out, by the way, it was Allison Young's what they call 60s Orbison-esque, Roy Orbison, Orbison-esque style cover of the Pixies, Where's My Mind? So I'll try to mention these as we go along. It's fun stuff. It's incredible stuff. So let's see, a little bit of on this day. You know, one of the things that comes to my mind before I do on some on this day stuff, some more of that. Jason Whitlock interviewed E. Michael Jones on Jason Whitlock's episode 600, which was recorded Wednesday, January 17th, published the following Thursday, the 18th, and he received immediate backlash. I would say the 19th. I'd say the following day. It's some of it's probably same day. Anyway, that's interesting. And this could be fun to talk about during Black History Month. I've wanted to talk about this stuff since the day that that episode was released, published. The names and the... So, you know, there's this effort to try to vilify and demonize E. Michael Jones for obvious reasons. And, you know, some of it is, I mean, especially if you're trying to, again, if you're trying to cast a bit of a wide net and not be too, you know, if you're trying to appeal to an audience who doesn't already know who you are and your research, then maybe you try to reach out to folks who haven't quite figured out, you know, certain things. And there are some real things. There are some specious things, but there are some real things. You sound vague. Yeah, I don't want to get target fixated and high-centered on something. The obvious sort of elephant in the room in that discussion. So anyway, there, it's interesting when you look at the backlash articles, the names on those. I would think that you wouldn't do that, but, you know, that's interesting. So anyway, in the very next episode, episode 601, Jason Whitlock, he wanted to talk to Virgil Walker and Anthony Walker, pastors, about this, and he tried to a little bit in episode 600, didn't really work out, but he did it for, I don't know, 25 minutes or so in the beginning of episode 601, and I thought that was fantastic. I want to dive further down the rabbit hole on that at some point soon and offer some points of clarification to what those gentlemen said, to what Anthony Walker and Virgil Walker said about, you know, points of clarification about individual choices, and we will each give account to God Almighty for ourselves. I think Virgil Walker may have said something. Maybe they both did. I'm pretty sure he did in that regard. So yes, that's true. Yes, overgeneralizing is hazardous, which is a bit ironic. But, you know, there are, if you know E. Michael Jones, you know what I'm talking about when I say there are examples of groups identified by God. And, you know, I should play the clip, but we're not going to do that today. Anyway, suffice it to say, if you read the Bible, Old Testament in particular, we know that there are examples of groups identified by God as having strange gods, for example. And we're warned to avoid these people and their cultural artifacts. And I would say that carries forward into the New Testament, that notion. And, you know, there are all kinds of passages that accompany that. And ultimately, you might call that a Romans 14 issue. You know, we shouldn't eat meat sacrificed to idols if it's going to cause someone else to stumble. The faith you have is your own conviction. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But then you see some entire people groups or cities or even destroyed as commanded by God. For example, Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, read Genesis 13 and Genesis 13. Deuteronomy 7, 1 through 5, 20, verses 16 and 18 through 18. Completely destroy them, the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Why? I think there's more than one reason. I've talked about that. Maybe we'll talk about it later. I don't want to get high-centered on that either. The Amalekites is an ongoing saga, Exodus 17, Numbers 24, 1 Samuel 15, which is, I think, evidence of God's sense of humor. Go and utterly destroy them. Saul comes back. Hey, blessed are you. What's up, brother? Blessed of God. You know, blessings from God. Which is, Saul shouldn't be saying that. You know, he comes back and says, I did everything. We did it all, man. We destroyed it all. And they have everything in tow. They have the good stuff. You know, the booty from war, including Agag the king. He says, man, we did it all. We destroyed it all. And Samuel says, you can just sort of see him looking over Saul's shoulder going, what is that bleating of sheep and lowing of oxen or cattle that I hear then? You destroyed everything, huh? And isn't that the king? If I'm not mistaken, that's the king of all things. You're going to bring all this stuff? Oh, yeah, I know the guys did it. It was their fault. Really? Who's in charge? Last I checked, aren't you king? Anyway. Other interesting stories, you know, Ahab's wife, Jezebel, was the daughter of the Phoenician king, Ethbaal, or Ethbaal, with favor or help from the Phoenician god Baal, is literally what his name means. King of Sidon and Tyre. The name Tyre, some consider the etymological root of tyranny or tyrant, from the Latin tyrannus, Spanish tyranno, Italian tyranno, Greek tyrannos, Etruscan Turin, which interestingly means mistress or lady. That's fun. Surname of Venus. Achan's judgment and punishment in the Battle of Jericho, Joshua 7. So, you know, God's Old Testament people, the Hebrews, Israelites, are also repeatedly warned against and rebuked for chasing after and bringing with them strange gods. You read about this carrying forward in the book of Acts as a rebuke, you know. You guys did this, and while we're at it, speaking of sacred cow tipping, there is no Star of David in the Bible. There is no Star of David in the Tanakh. There is the Star of Remphan or Rampha. Speaking of this episode in question here. Anyway, by the way, it is an awesome, awesome, uppercase awesome responsibility to be the keepers of the oracles of God. That's not something to be downplayed. That's not something to be marginalized. An awesome responsibility that you see mentioned over and over in places like Hosea 4, for example, is one of the best illustrations of that. And there are several others. So, you know, the beginning of Hosea chapter 4. Listen to the word of the Lord, O sons of Israel, for the Lord. And this is, again, you know, speaking of identity, this thing, you know, this modern geopolitical contrivance, is that the sons of Israel, which was Jacob, who had his name changed by God to Israel, sons of Israel. Listen, O sons of Israel, for the Lord has a case against the inhabitants of the land. Why? Why does he have a case against the inhabitants of the land? Why is he saying, listen, O sons of Israel? Because they are the keepers of the oracles of God. And those have not been properly disseminated among all the people of the land. Therefore, God says, because there is no faithfulness or kindness or knowledge of God in the land, there's swearing, deception, murder, stealing, and adultery. They employ violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. In today's America, just a side note, I think the Christian community would probably get this indictment from or by God, which gets into the American founding and obedience to God. What do you do? Obedience to government. I touched on that briefly yesterday. So what I hope to do in talking about maybe merging or bringing, you know, the coalescing of these two things, our American founding together with obedience to God, what do you do? Ultimately, you know, like Peter and John said in Acts 4, you know, and as was more strongly reiterated in Acts 5, whether it is right for us to obey you or to obey God, you guys decide. And then, you know, Peter comes back and he says, we have to obey God. But we're not supposed to. There are a number of verses that say, submit yourselves so that, you know, we don't give offense to God. And that there are a variety of reasons for that. Anyway, I want to bring these two things together so that hopefully we can understand what's really going on in America. And that goes back to the founding. In simple terms, let me put it this way, not to get ahead and do the spoiler alert thing, but, and I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but if you consider the possibility for a moment that our Enlightenment era founding, the Enlightenment era being patently anti-Christian, anti-church, by the way, and that's something Wikipedia acknowledges, and it's not a secret that, speaking of emails, there was another email exchange that I had with Joyce that I will refer to. I asked, she said it's okay to do that, but, you know, she asked the question because I made the statement about Chuck Missler's latest sermon and how he said the natural law is biblically rooted and on and on. And that's just not true. That is factually incorrect. So if, you know, and I sort of explained that, I believe it was the January 4 broadcast where I was saying, you know, what does that phrase mean? The laws of nature and nature's God. What did the authors mean? Jefferson is the author of the Declaration of Independence. And if you go to the, I didn't finish my things, the tools in the dropdown, but if you go to the Age of Enlightenment Wikipedia entry, click on the tools dropdown and click on the expand all menu item, which is one of those fancy tools in there, then blip, you'll get a bunch of stuff that you probably wouldn't otherwise know is there. You scroll down to the bottom under Age of Enlightenment, topics, thinkers, you see Franklin, Jefferson, Madison, Mason, and Payne. So you got Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, George Mason, and Thomas Paine. And all of these guys, you know, Franklin was a deist and a mystic. Jefferson is considered a deist and a Unitarian. Madison was a Unitarian deist. Paine was a communist, deist, revolutionary. All of these guys are considered by, you know, Wikipedia, pedestrian history, as Age of Enlightenment thinkers. And these are some of the movers and shakers. Jefferson, the, you know, primary author of the Declaration of Independence. Madison, considered the father of the Constitution. Finish that and some of this other stuff when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I long to see the sunlight in your hair.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Could be that
that guy. Night is young and the music high. A little bit of jazz music. Oh, and you got in the mood for dance. And when you get a chance, oh, you are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh yeah, you can dance, you can
dance. Welcome back.
Having the time of your life.
We should let that play, but we need to... We have business to conduct. So that's the other Gunhild Carling cover in the list, the Postmodern Jukebox playlist, a cover of ABBA's Dancing Queen, obviously, 1920s hot jazz cover. And she's playing the trumpet and dancing. She's the dancing queen. It's amazing, amazing stuff. And so she was in the other, the Final Countdown cover, playing the trombone. Incredibly talented. And before that, it was Casey Abrams' jazz swing cover of Lionel Richie's Hello. So that's fun stuff. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, and I'll try to do this, succinctly. We'll go to the phones at the top of the second hour here in a second. But to finish the tools on Wikipedia, hopefully I made myself clear. Wikipedia is not the oracle, but it's a pedestrian entry point for conversation, and people can go to it for free and look stuff up and find things out. No, it's not everything. Yes, it's misleading sometimes, but still, it can be a useful tool to an extent. Anyway, so there are some things in the menu on Wikipedia under the drop-down menu, the tools drop-down menu. What links here is very interesting. Related changes is interesting. The permanent link page is interesting because, sometimes things disappear, and I've toyed with the idea of embedding the permanent link version. That basically means that instead of the current version always, you're linking to the current version as of right now, and when it gets edited in the future, this permanent link page doesn't reflect those updates. That can be an interesting thing. There's some other stuff, but like I said, the expand all menu item expands all of the menus that you see typically on the right hand side or down at the bottom, the metadata kind of stuff. And so, like I said, on the Age of Enlightenment Wikipedia page, you expand all, you go down to the bottom, you see Age of Enlightenment. United States thinkers include Franklin, Jefferson, Madison, Mason, and Paine. So why are you mentioning those guys? Well, I said it. Say it again real quick when we come back, and then we'll go to the phones. Top of the second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Know that I would die for you. I would die for you. The distance and the time between us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.